Hello, my beautiful listeners. It's the pilot episode.
Oh my God. Snap your fingers, clap your hands.
We got a lot of ground to cover because I have a lot to tell y'all about what this podcast is really all about. I know that I've released bonus episodes, but that is just a little extra on the side, like ranch for your fries. But this is the podcast, this is the first episode, and I can only hope that y'all stick around to hear the rest of them when they appear, because we've got a lot of shit to talk about, you guys. There's a lot to talk about. Your girl over here has got a lot of shit to tell you. But I hope that y'all have a lot to tell me too. What fun is it just to listen to me this whole time? Not that much fun. So we're gonna find some friends. We're gonna collaborate so y'all can listen. I have a surprise for you guys, and I am so excited to share it with y'all. This is probably the only episode I can say y'all will actually get to hear the whole thing. I really hope you guys love it just as much as I do. I've worked hard on this intro, and now that I totally ruined the surprise, for the first time ever, the Every Little Thing introduction, boom!
Get ready.
She kinda goofy and off the wall, but you can push beyond your boundaries with Lauren Levon. This is Every Little Thing. We can get it, we can win. Help you with those life decisions and those changes from within. She go in, help you with your spiritual growth. Go beyond the limits to your pinnacle, yo. Do it now, listening to Every Little Thing. Take a leap of faith, you a better than you think. Take it as it comes, yo, we going with the flow. This is Every Little Thing, but you already know. Yo, take it as it comes, yo, we going with the flow. This is Every Little Thing, but you already know. Yo.
Let me go ahead and tell you guys that introduction has been sitting just waiting
since December.
I am ashamed to even admit that, but it's the truth. I really, really judge myself hard for the recording I sent to the guy I am giving a huge thank you and shout out to from Fiverr. I will drop his information where you guys can also use his services. I sent him a horrifying recording of myself on the way to work in Charlotte traffic, yet he somehow managed to capture the 100% idea I had for the podcast. He is awesome, and as I said before, I will leave all of his information in the description of the episode, but just for shits and giggles, I will let you all hear a clip.
A snippet.
Because God knows I am not releasing the whole thing. The actual recording that this man had to work with to introduce this podcast.
Good morning to everyone. I am late. What the fuck is new? And I'm about to fucking do this. I'm going to make a podcast. I want to do it. It's fun. I don't have anything fun to do when I'm trapped at home and bored and alone. And I'm just like, let me just talk to myself on my recording device. I hate to be alone and I don't like it. But guess what? Change is good. And ever since I've moved to Charlotte, I've had to deal with that shit. Put on my big girl panties and suck it up. Because in this city, I ain't made hardly no friends. Mm-mm. Baby girl, no friends, no new friends, but I'm looking for them. Where y'all at? I can't find you. So, hope you enjoy my weirdness.
We're gonna stop it right there. For the first episode,
just so you guys can really see the real me, I am going to put down the filter, roast myself in a sense. Please understand, I had to have been delusional as I wrote many of the ideas in which I came across. That being said,
no judgment.
I'm just going to try to pick up where I left off about what I sent to this man on Fiverr. God bless his heart for even helping me. Here we go. It says,
hey, I want to be famous.
Additional information to help you understand the kind of person that I am. Y'all, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed, but I promised I was going to be 100% honest with you guys, even though I really want to lie right now. Okay. I rarely meet a stranger, I say. I confidently rap and sing all the time.
Bish what?
I know all the lyrics to songs like My Neck, My Back, and Smell Your Dick. Jesus, please forgive me. Pretty much anything intended for children. Sci-fi is cool too, though.
Nice to be in orbit.
The trippy shit. And if you ask any of my friends, I am Rose Nyland from The Golden Girls.
Fliegen Bluggen. Vegan Fruggen. The Spirited Game of Guggen Spitzer. Longen Hurden.
Knacken Duppen Schwingel.
Gewackenagen.
The Hans Fliegelfleister.
Oh man. Y'all, I applaud myself for being so honest, but how did he form the vocals to this podcast? He is good. He is talented. That man has a gift for sure. I'm going to get into kind of who I am. 3,000 questions about me. Don't make me look bad, book. See what kind of question. What time is it? It is 2:07. Let's go to question 2:07. Do you have a nerdy side? If so, what brings it out? A nerdy side. I guess I do. I love books. I love bookstores. That's like my place to go and just be at peace. Oh my gosh. But I hate reading. I do. But I found books that I love to read. But not even reading. I love writing. Catch me in the coffee shop at 3 a.m. writing my life away. That's my nerdy side, I think, because a lot of people are like,
you do that?
I like poetry, new age poetry that I have discovered is my thing. I'm gonna give you an example because I have a lot of little cute books right in front of me. So Voodoo is a little book and I love the way it's illustrated. Oh my gosh, it's so cute. So it's black and the writing's white and it's got the moon phases underneath the title. The bottom, it's an illustrated, kind of like cartoon-like ocean. Oh, I love it, y'all. The ocean is my happy place. No, I'm not a mermaid, okay? I think that what lurks beneath the surface of the ocean is terrifying. I'm talking about my dad used to throw me over his shoulder and run as fast as he could into the ocean. Just knew as soon as we got into the water, a shark was gonna tear off both of his legs and come for me next. It was just like my worst fear. I think I kind of broke away from that in a sense when I turned 21 and I started, I'm talking about tanking vodka on the beach daily. And I was like, I can do this. I can go in that water and nothing's gonna eat me. And if it does, I won't even feel it.
But back to the original narrative.
The first part's called Low Tide. My love for you is like a flower watered by your love. But how can it survive if your love is like an ocean that comes in waves but never stays for long? When the tides recede, there is nothing to keep my love from wilting. Like, oh my gosh, how pretty is that? There is a whole world of light out there. Go see it. I like that. Yes, because it's true. There is a whole world of light out there.
And we're chasing bugs in this vehicle because they're following the light.
There's so much beauty to be seen. That's one of my biggest whys for this podcast. I don't think that it's necessary to create a podcast because you're creating what you think the, you know, people want to hear. I'm just going to read the last one of the book. This is the last one. It's on page 148. And it says, that is not water dripping down my spine into the soul-shaped hole I left before all of this. That is myself finding my way home again. Wow, y'all. Okay, nerdy side. Maybe this is like no interest to any of you, but I love it. I think it's beautiful. The end. Moving on.
So as I said before, I have recorded this first episode in so many different ways. So I'm going to add a clip where me and one of my friends did a Q&A together. And I'll let you guys just hear a little bit of what we talked about.
So Blake, feel free to ask any questions that you would like to know about every little thing. And I do promise, mate, that I will try my very bloody best to answer your questions that we're going to talk about here.
You're struggling there with that accent.
Yes, I am. So let's go. Please take over, mate.
All right.
Thank you.
Questions to ask you. I feel like I know everything
about
you.
Well, actually, introduce yourself first.
You already introduced me. My name is Blake.
I said your name is Blake.
Yeah.
How many Blakes are in the world? Say I. Okay. And we heard a symphony of eyes.
I can't.
The hills have eyes. Yeah. So please tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm Brazilian, Italian, Puerto Rican, and Colombian. Colombian. That's in South America.
Let's do the Harlem Shake, you guys. We're going to blow his shit up.
What got you into podcasting?
Okay, great question.
Ooh, yeah, I know.
So, I remember the first podcast I found. I was listening to, you know, going back and forth to visit my mom when she moved up to Charlotte, actually. And she got remarried. So, I just got sick and tired of my music because I was driving all the damn time and I was really tired of it. There was like no good music coming out at that point. Rap had gone all the way into the ground because you can't bring back the 90s and that shit is just, yeah. The ship had sailed and there was no good music anymore. And somehow I found the app on my phone that was already on my phone. Who would have thought? And it's called Podcast. Because you know what?
Really?
99 fucking percent of people do not even know it's on their phone.
Yeah, it's a little purple icon.
Yes, it is. Apple put it there all for
if
you.
If you're colorblind, it's probably
it
green.
Is magic. Because Apple knows probably the way to your hearts. And it's through me. Every little thing. Ooh, that's going to be a commercial.
Alrighty, that was fun. I want to give a huge thank you, really, and just a shout out, really, to these podcasters, to my inspiration for doing this. Every single one of you, I think, affected me in a different way. Either way, love you. Love you, what you're doing. Keep doing it. I love it. So, the Positive Head podcast and his intro, Here We Grow Again. I think that's hilarious, first of all. I mean, he even laughs when he says it. It's fun. It's great. It's unique. Here We Grow Again. Love it. Love your podcast. I'm going to keep listening. Lightworkers Lounge. You want to find your calm and just serene voice to talk to you? Go listen to Lightworkers Lounge. She's awesome. She's so genuine and kind, and her voice is just so soothing. I love her voice. Monica the Medium's Wine and Spirits. You have a beautiful gift, and I applaud you for sharing it with the world. The Bitch Bible by Jackie Schimmel. Oh man, I love real people. I think Jackie's real. She does not hesitate. She does not hold back. She's gonna hurt y'all damn feelings, and I love it. I'm all about positivity, but I love when people are real. She's 100% in your face, gonna tell you the raw, hurtful truth.
So in conclusion, because I feel like I have roasted myself quite enough, and you guys hopefully have a taste of my weirdness and who I am as your host here on Every Little Thing. I hope you all got a good laugh out of this episode, and I can't wait for episode 2. Hope you stick around.
Talk to y'all later. Bye. Peace and blessings. Peace and blessings.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.